311.
Good afternoon, Barbados, and welcome to another edition of the 311 Radio Show, aired here on BOB 92.9 FM every Sunday afternoon around this time. I trust that you're having a wonderful Sunday and that you had a wonderful Easter, as you know, last weekend. Last Sunday would have been Easter Sunday, followed by the Easter Monday public holiday. And I trust that everyone had a wonderful time and a safe kite flying and everything else that goes with the Easter celebrations and so on, and Easter commemorations in Barbados. Those of you who went to church, I hope that you had a, you know, thought-provoking sermon. And even those who would have, who consistently go, who would have gone today, I trust that this morning's sermon was of that sort of, you know, spiritual food for you. But this afternoon, actually this afternoon, I had two other intentions in terms of what I was going to speak about. And ironically, both fell through. And I then had to come up with a contingency plan as to what I would talk about on this afternoon's program. Nevertheless, as always, we are here to bring it to you and bring it for you from the Barbados Fire Service every Sunday afternoon, as long as God willing. One of the things that I actually wanted to, you know, one of the topics that was supposed to be, you know, dealt with this afternoon would have been the Fire Cadet Program, which, as you would have heard in a few weeks prior, with leading Fire Officer Broom, who came in and spoke with us about the upcoming Easter program that would have just concluded only a couple of days ago at the end of last week. And the program, as usual, would have been quite informative for a number of youngsters. As I said, unfortunately, that was my plan, one of my plans for today's program, to have Mr. Broom and probably a few of his instructors and a few cadets as well to come in and, you know, shed some light on their experiences and so forth within the last 2 weeks. There was also a sleeping component where they would have spent a couple of nights at the Barbados Fire Academy in Archall, as you know it. So it would have been quite an interesting program to have them on, but unfortunately that did not materialize. So here I am, basically flying solo. I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and I will be your host this afternoon for this week's 311 program. You know, I started on a good note in terms of the Fire Cadet Program that the Barbados Fire Service has, you know, that we put on annually. I think this would have been the first time in its 22-year history that they have been an Easter program. And, you know, it was something different. And obviously, because we are in different times now, we, you know, had to do something a little different. And we did have a two-week Easter component of the program, which is supposed to continue as into the summer as well, with the usual summer program, which starts sometime usually in around July or so. And I'm sure you will be hearing more about that as that time draws nigh. Also, I believe I'm going to have Mr. Broom and his crew, or some of them, in with us to, you know, shed some more light on what would have transpired over the last 2 weeks at the Barbados Fire Academy at Arch Hall. Nevertheless, with that being said, that is as far as much as I can give you where that is concerned. But there are other things that we can talk about. Also, I think we would have mentioned this before, but again, just to, you know, keep you up to date in that, in the goings on within the department, we also have started a series of cave and gully training, so to speak, where the officers would become familiarized with our caves, a lot of our caves and gullies in Barbados, because as some of you may know and some of you may not know, we do have quite a bit of caves and gullies in Barbados. Some are known and some of them are not known. So the officers are trying to familiarize ourselves with the layout and so forth, because I know that a lot of you go and have adventurous times in some of these gullies, whether it be hiking, some of you do hiking, some of you do just basically exploring. And most of the time you either explore some of the gullies and some of the caves. I dare say I did attend some of the cave experiences so far, and they have been quite interesting. I say kudos to those who go there and use it as an adventure for themselves to, explore Barbados in a different light, because I think a lot of us don't get to see those aspects of Barbados and a different type of beauty, so to speak, in terms of the caves of Barbados. So yes, that is also one of the things that I would say in fire service news for this week. The cadet program just concluded for the Easter period, and the touring of, well, not touring, but the familiarization of caves and gullies in Barbados by the fire service. So we have been quite active, as the young people would say, and we continue to do so to make sure that we keep ourselves in peak condition and in readiness in the event of an emergency, God forbid. But these things happen, and it is our duty to make sure that we are ready if something or when something should happen to serve the public of Barbados. And with that being said, I did say that I had planned to touch on slightly different aspects of the department as opposed to the normal fire and so forth. But due to unforeseen circumstances, that didn't materialize. So I decided to touch on something that has, in the last couple of weeks, I would say, and I think it has really hit home for me within the last 2 weeks or so. I find that it has been, bordering on ridiculous, to say the least, as it relates to the continuation, the continuous indiscriminate burning that we have spoke about on this program and in other forums time and time again. And I am, as I always say, when you hear certain topics being discussed again on the program, I know it is easy for some people to say, especially those who probably listen to the program every Sunday, and we thank you very much and continue to do so. But for those who would be listening to the program on a consistent basis, sometimes they would say, well, they spoke about this before and so on. But I always, remind you that once we speak about something and we have to come back and speak about it again, it means that the problem is still occurring. And this is the case as it relates to the indiscriminate burning, which continues to happen. I know only a few weeks ago we had some stats which would have said, yes, there's a slight improvement in terms of the reduction of fires in certain and so forth. However, though, I still think that we are still overdoing it as it relates to the indiscriminate burning around the island. I have seen it for a sign in terms of even at my home, where you go outside and the yard is full of ash. You sweep it up. Sometimes you have to even wash down depending on the kind of damage it leaves. And then within a couple of days again, you have to either wash down or sweep more ash again. And this is a continuous process. And that's just one aspect. Considering if now a person has their clothes, people wash their clothing and they put them on the line. Everybody does not have the luxury of having an indoor room where they can hang out their clothes safely away from the ash and so forth. So some persons hang their clothes outside in the environment. And imagine you hanging out your clothes and having to come outside and see your clothes full of ash, which means you have to then wash them again. And we don't see the trickle effect that is caused by our lack of care, or lack of, we don't seem to see that effect, the trickle effect that it causes on everybody, on all of us as citizens. Because you burn some stuff and you think, okay, well, I'm burning my stuff, I'm getting rid of my rubbish, but you're not seeing the effect that it is causing on the persons around you. Both, I mean, there are so many downsides to having, indiscriminate burning. Respiratory is one of the main causes that we are very concerned about, because there are a lot of persons who are suffering from respiratory ailments. And we must understand there are asthmatics out there, there are persons with other respiratory conditions, and indiscriminate burning is very, I mean, it can be health, basically a living health for some people. You know, persons with sinus issues, you know, that too is also a concern. Obviously, we're in the midst of a pandemic such as COVID, where, again, that has something to do with, you know, respiratory in some cases, with some persons, depending on how severe they are. And, you know, you have to spare thought for those persons who go through that. You know, it's all well and good when you're going along and you're normal and everything is quite okay on your end. But think about those persons that you are disadvantaged, you know, or inconveniencing, so to speak, because of your selfishness, so to speak, because that's what basically it is. You know, sometimes you hear us, when we speak about neighbors or our neighbor, we think of the person who lives next door to us. In the case of fire, smoke travels basically in the direction of the wind for quite some time until it dissipates. And if you have your burning your rubbish, your stuff, or whatever the case may be here, you may be saying, well, I don't live too close to nobody. There's nobody lives beside me. But think of those persons who live downwind from you who are being affected a couple of, however far the smoke travels downwind, you know, and you're not, because they're not living directly beside you, that does not mean that you're not affecting persons who are downwind from you. So I just want to keep, you know, it may sound cliche, but always a reminder to people and reiterating of, you know, the importance of being considerate of people. It's really becoming quite overbearing. It is difficult. I mean, I don't think I can drive anywhere without smelling some form of smoke. And that is not good. Not only is it not good for respiratory, but we have to look at the environment, the unsightly conditions of the grass, cane, whatever have you, as you drive around the country. It is just ridiculous. And I mean, we really have to do something about this. We really have to. I had persons call me at work in the office, and I mean, basically begging for solutions, as in, what can I do with persons who are, you know, just burning stuff daily. Some persons even go as far as to burn during the night, you know. I know we just had the Easter weekend, and I know kite flying was a heavy topic of discussion on one of the other radio programs that I would have heard, you know, a little while ago. And persons actually have a lot of issues, some persons, in terms of the loud noise of the kites and so on, especially the ones that are left out at night and so on. But, you know, that is one aspect. But this aspect, as it relates to the burning of stuff and so on, at night as well, there are persons who do it during the night. There are persons who will leave the fire to, as you would say, burn out. And fire is burning the entire night. And they have no consideration for the persons around them. You have elderly persons who are, you know, who are not mobile, who may not be able to leave home, you know, because a mobile person might be able to get up and say, well, let me go by somebody else. Let me head somewhere. Let me go to the beach. Let me go somewhere until the smoke disappears. But a person who's immobile has to be, you know, home and sitting and basically suffocating in that kind of environment is really, really inconsiderate of you as a person to be, you know, putting your fellow countrymen and fellow citizens through that kind of distress. So please, people, I urge you, I implore and beg you to have some consideration for other people, man. It is really, really getting out of hand. You know, we speak about respiratory, we spoke about the unsightly look when you go around the environment. You also have to look at, as I said, it's a whole trickle effect. Water, the water resources. Every time that there's a fire and the Barbados Fire Service has to respond, they have to respond with a truck filled with 600 gallons of water. And every time that that 600 gallons is emptied, it has to be topped back up. So every single time that a fire truck has to go to a fire, has to go to a hydrant to top back up with water, it's topping up with at least 600 gallons of water. And I mean, let us be considerate. We are already a water scarce country. And I think that I think most, if not all of us in this country by now are well aware that we are already a water scarce country. And the onus is on us as citizens of this country to try in every little way possible to make life a little easier and a little better for ourselves and for our fellow citizens. It is, you know, I mean, it's very difficult to understand or to fathom how persons would not even consider that our actions can affect not only ourselves in the long run, because whether or not we like it, we are affecting ourselves, whether it be directly or indirectly, we are affecting ourselves. Because as I said, we are water scarce already. And obviously, if we continue to have to use water to extinguish fires that can be avoided through, you know, some of malicious intent, some that can be avoided because there can be alternative ways of disposing of our garbage, disposing of our rubbish and so forth. And we continue to use just the match, just burning, then we, you know, we deplete our water resources. And then the first thing we do, we complain when there's no water. You know, I hear the calling programs daily. I hear on the different shows, we ain't getting the water in this place and the next place, and we have not had water in this time and the next time. Let us spare a thought for what the Barbados Water Authority is trying to achieve. At the end of the day, if we continue to burn indiscriminately, it means that the little resources that we already have that are already depleted, we have to tap into them. Water that can be used for cooking, bathing, et cetera, et cetera. We have to tap into those water resources to extinguish fires that can easily be avoided by finding alternative methods to burning. So as you know, I hope that my rant or whatever you want to call it has in some way triggered your thoughts to understand the trickle effect that it has on an entire country when we do the wrong things, basically. I mean, there are so many alternative methods. One of the things that I continue to annoy me and make me question every year is, why do we wait until this particular time to try to clean around our place and that kind of stuff? Instead of waiting till the grass piles or the grass grows sometimes to the height of your house, keep the grass low at all times. By keeping the grass low, what that does, one, it reduces your risk should there be any fire in that area. It reduces your risk of that fire spreading and invariably going and catching a house. What it also does is that it means that if you keep it low, it is less rubbish you have piled up that you want, that you are inclined to burn after, because you would have kept the grass around you low. So therefore, it wouldn't be much bags to have to, or much grass to have to, you know, get rid of after. You can even probably, you know, you can get it taken away or whatever the case may be. You can even use things like composting, mulching. These are other methods that, you know, we dispose of those type of things as opposed to having to burn. Burning, you know, we need to really, really sit and think about what we're doing and try to eliminate burning as much as humanly possible. There are always alternative methods to burning, and it is quite, you know, a discomfort for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And I would like you to at least, something that I say, hopefully it resonates with some of you and you know, it makes you think and say, you know what, maybe think about the water resources, think about the person down the road that has asthma or some other respiratory ailment. These are things that we really, really need to think about, you know. As Natasha would say, I'm trying to stay calm because it is really, you know, frustrating where you have to come and kind of say the same things as it relates to a particular topic and a topic of such seriousness that we've been going through now for a number of years. And, you know, we need to really do better, so to speak. You know, as I said, There are a number of alternate methods. We need to start to look into those alternate methods and see what we can come up with. And as a matter of fact, we are supposed to be a resilient and a creative people. I think that somebody will come up with some sort of creative ways to utilize a lot of that grass and so forth. I'm pretty sure that somebody out there has the answers and so forth, and the relating to what you can do with grass after you have cut it. So, right, I hope that the information given today would be of some sort of help and some sort of food for thought for you. But I just thought that I needed to get it out there because, you know, as I said, as long as we have to speak about a problem again, it means that the problem is still occurring. And there's always something, you know, once we have to talk about it, it's still reoccurring. And it means that something needs to be said about it. You know, with that being said, I just want to remind persons that we are still in the what we call the crop season. And that, you know, I always like to leave some sort of information as it relates to whichever season we might be in or something that can help you in terms of fire or emergency safety. And just want to remind persons that we are still in the crop season. And with that being said, you have to be mindful. I just mentioned keeping your surroundings clear. Fire safety is generally, as I say to people all the time, good housekeeping practices. And good housekeeping practices are basically keeping your surroundings clear. Depending on the aspect of fire safety we're speaking of, in terms of the crop season, keeping your surroundings clear, keeping the grass as low as possible if there's grass growing around your house. If you live around a lot of trees and so on, keeping the trees well trimmed and so on in case of, because as soon as the crop season finishes, you know, we go directly into the hurricane season. And that in itself is another challenge. That provides another challenge for us as citizens in terms of safety from another aspect. We have the flooding, we have the hurricanes and so forth. So we must be mindful and keep on top of things. You know, only recently we have had some water challenges, and I think everybody would know, you would have heard the advisories on the radio in relation to the water shortage, and apart from shortage, but with the work that the Barbados Water Authority was doing. And obviously, as I said, everything has a trickle effect, so we must understand that that is an aspect that we also have to, you know, be mindful of and keep some water around, you know, in case of a outage or whatever have you. Don't wait until the water is off to call and say, oh, we don't have water here or there or whatever. Because we know the issues, we know the problems, let's work on solutions. And I think that we could be a lot better people by doing that if we continue to, you know, be mindful of such. Just a reminder for those of you, some of you who either might have listened to the program today and want to listen back to it or maybe even watch it, or those of you who might have missed this program and want to see it or hear it at a later date, remember you can always go on the VOB's podcast at www.vob929.com. VOB podcast, www.vob929.com, and you can listen back to this or any of the other radio programs of the past from that media. There's also the VOB's Facebook page, which is VOB92.9 FM, VOB92.9 FM, and you can also go on that Facebook page if you are desirous of doing so and watch the program over or whatever have you, if you care to. That is as much information as we have today. I don't think there's anything much more that I can talk about. I trust that you continue to enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I just want to remind you people, you know, just think about it. Think about the discomforts and the inconveniences that you would cause to other people when you continue to indiscriminately burn people. It is something that we really need to nip it in the bud now, before it is too late. As I said, consider the environment, consider persons with respiratory ailments, consider your neighbors, consider the person who's immobile and has to sit down and endure the smoke for the entire time that you're burning. consider that we already are a water scarce country, and that you are depleting the water resources when you continue to burn indiscriminately. You know, remember that the average fire truck holds 600 gallons of water, and that should say something to you. So, you know, spare a thought for the persons who are living in certain districts who have issues getting water on a daily basis. Think about it when you are deciding that you're going to burn your stuff and so forth. So I have said quite a lot. I hope that you take it in and that you continue to, you know, be safe out there. Remember, as along with that, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. We have seen some numbers, you know, start to rise and so on again. So be very mindful, be very cautious, you know, do the things that, you know, you need to do to stay as safe as possible out there. And I think basically we have come to the end today of our program. This is the 311, another edition of the 311 radio program. I have been your host today, Fire Alley Safety Officer Jason Collins. There's no Natasha today. I just want to say good afternoon to Senior Fire Alley Safety Officer Natasha Ford, who was probably listening to the program, and her mom and all the other listeners out there, because I know that we have some very ardent listeners who listen to this program every single Sunday. Some of you I meet in person, some of you I hear on the telephones as you do business with the department, and you would say you're listening to the program every Sunday. To those of you who continue to listen, I say thank you. And to those new listeners, I say welcome, and I hope that you become a consistent listener to the 311 radio show. We've come to the end of this week's edition. Good afternoon to everybody. Continue to enjoy your Sunday. I have a wonderful week. And remember, as we always say at the end of our program, fire prevention is our intention. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week.
On the Barbados Fire Service, 311.